building your personal brand, to cutting your teeth, to finding mentors, setting yourself up for a killer career and healthy lifestyle. I don't claim to have all the answers. No one does, and no book does. So throughout this book, I've drilled down on areas in which I do have expertise. It's packed with the kind of advice I've given people to help them successfully hack their careers. Along the way, I'll also be sharing some quotes and ideas from my experienced network of friends. While I wrote this aimed at the millennial and Gen Z generations, it should be applicable to everyone. I want to help create a world and workforce that is flexible, adaptable, and aims to get the most out of everyone. No matter who you are, consider this your handy career guide. Thinking like an entrepreneur. In my elementary school, we had a little student store where you could buy supplies. Parents would give their kids a few dollars if they needed a new binder or some pencils. One year on Halloween, I went trick-or-treating and I landed a huge score. My parents, of course, did not want me eating all that candy quickly, so they put it on top of the refrigerator. Over the next few weeks, I would climb up on the counter when they weren't looking and grab handfuls of candy. Most kids might sneak back into their room and eat away. I brought the chocolate bars, fun-sized Skittles, and other candies to school in my backpack and sold them to classmates. They paid with the money that they were supposed to spend on school supplies. My dad still tells the story with pride of the day he got a call from the principal's office detailing my venture. I was an entrepreneur from the beginning, my father's son. He's run a one-man show financial advisory practice my entire life. I always found odd ways to make money throughout my childhood and teenage years. When I was in middle school on Long Island, Pokemon became big. I never cared about the phenomenon, but spotted a business opportunity. I would buy packs of Pokemon cards for $3.99 and memorize the values. I'd use that knowledge to trade up with people, convincing them to swap their more expensive cards for my cheaper ones. Most kids didn't know the values, they just knew the characters. I'd also play basketball games in which the winner got cards. Then I'd bring the cards I collected to flea markets and sell them there. I'd end up with anywhere between $20 and $80 per card. I used the money to buy one of the first computers that had a CD burner. Using Napster, I'd burn CDs. Yes, I'd downloaded music illegally as a kid, as did millions of others in my generation. Then sell those CDs in the school hallways. I didn't waste the money. My dad taught me about saving. I had a little brown safe with a rotating dial at home and would keep it in there. Every time I had more than $1,000, I'd give the money to my dad and he would put it away for me. These early experiences were crucial. They taught me the ropes of business, the challenges and opportunities, and the importance of saving. Even if you didn't learn this as a kid, you can now. Consider experimenting with something small, just to get the hang of it. Create a product and sell it on Etsy or eBay, or to your friends and contacts over Facebook. Find the pricing sweet spot. Learn what people want and need, and how you can provide that with goods or services. Don't pressure anyone into buying anything. Just keep evolving what you do until you find what works and makes people happy. Don't worry about first turning it into a big business. Learn the fundamentals of entrepreneurship just like a kid would, by doing. And when you make money, save it to invest in your own future, your own next idea. Doing this will help you learn a lot about business. You'll see why people say to sell the sizzle and not the steak. Meaning, turning your business into a story or idea that excites people. You'll learn about validating your ideas with customer reviews, pre-selling, and making landing pages that work, targeting customers over Facebook, and lots more. This process will also help you discover things about yourself. You'll see which aspects of business come easily to you and which require more work. And you'll see that with courage, stamina, commitment, and a willingness to learn, you can go a long way. Then you can take your efforts to the next stage. For me, the next stage came when I moved from New York, the only home I'd ever known, to Arizona, where I'd experienced my first big failure. I wouldn't trade that experience for the world. From college to the real world. I went off to college at Arizona State, getting as far away from the cold as possible. For the first 3 years, I had a lot of fun, but also blew some precious time. I was sputtering around, not knowing what I would do with my life. My interest in architecture was still strong, but the housing market crashed, and I knew there would be no jobs for me when I graduated if I continued in that field. I needed to switch. In my senior year, I had an inspiration to start a bike share program, like City Bike before it existed. Two friends and I applied for a grant competition through the university. We won $2,500 to get started. Very little, but enough to spark the fire. Most importantly, the grant gave us some credibility at the university. To give the business as close to my full attention as possible, I reorganized my life. I changed my major to a Bachelor's of Interdisciplinary Studies, which allowed me to combine courses from different fields. It's also known as BIS, with the nickname